an aspect of our Islah, reformation, at all times. And one aspect of making our roza a perfect and a complete roza, by which we can get the benefits of roza, and by which then we will enjoy having kept rozas. Though rozas may be a bit strenuous on the nafs, but when a person gets the fruit of it, the results of it, the profits of it, then he won't mind that it is a bit strenuous, that it is a bit hard. So one very important aspect also is the guarding of the gazes, that a person must not look at anything haram when he has got his roza. And in order to save ourselves from haram permanently, just to avoid even looking at halal, as ulama have written, that even looking at one's own wife, who is halal, but don't look at her with lust in the month of Ramadan. And this will be a sad case, that a person, many people perhaps don't look at their wives with lust, but then we look at other women with lust on the roads, etc. That is even worse. If you look at your own wife with lust, that is also not correct in Ramadan. But you don't look at her with lust, but you look at other women. And perhaps sadly it has become not only in Ramadan. Many people, there are complaints. The relationship between husband and wife is very strained, that they don't even have a good relationship. He doesn't ever look at her with lust, with love, with feeling, but he's looking at other women. So that is the height of stupidity, that what is halal for you, that you don't enjoy, and that what is haram, you are going towards haram. That's a taste, a very bad taste of a person, not a mu'min's taste at all. That what Allah has made 100% halal, and on Allah's name your wife became halal, and you don't have desire for her, and what is haram for you, you have got desire for that. That is a very bad taste for a mu'min. So to control the eyes is very important. And in this month, from the halal wife also we control our eyes, and from all other haram we should also control our eyes. If a person practices this, and the way to do it in Ramadan is things which are halal also, that what is not necessary for you to look at. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, for example, you are driving on the road. So he says, then the other cars which are around you, look at the car, but don't look at the driver. But what shaitan makes you do, who is the driver of this car? Whether it's a male, a female, whoever it is, what have you got to do with it? Make sure that car doesn't come too near you, you don't go too near the car, or you don't bump into the car. But the driver, you don't have to know, the occupants. But this, you'll see, is a common thing, that a person looks at who are the occupants there. The people who are walking on the road, so yes, definitely so much you have to see that you don't bump somebody. But the details of it, you don't have to see. But we look properly. And how many accidents are caused also when people are looking to other things around which they shouldn't, whether it's the billboard or whether it's people or whatever else. We should be concentrating on the road. And to learn to concentrate, to learn to focus, is a cause in dhikrullah. If a person does a 40-day cause in dhikr properly for 40 days, inshallah Allah will bless him with the great treasure of focusing. And it won't help him only in his deen, in his namaz, tilawat of Quran, duas, etc. Even in his dunya it will help him. And a person who has learned to concentrate, in fact, for students, etc., for many other people, they do special causes in order to learn to concentrate. So, yeah, by making dhikr properly, we will learn this concentration, we will learn to focus. So, with regard to the eyes, Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala has made it haram in the Quran Sharif, and Allah, our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, Jazahumullah Khair, has said that Allah has not made it difficult on his bandas. By making looking at other women haram, Allah didn't make zulam on us. Allah didn't snatch away our enjoyment. But in fact, Allah Ta'ala cut off our bechaini, restlessness in our mind, especially in our heart, especially for Allah cut it off from the root. Because when a person looks at other woman, then the thoughts start coming, and then it goes into the heart also, then further planning, and it can happen further. You go, you make contact with the woman also, you fall into an illicit affair also, you get exposed also, and then your life is ruined. What, your wife, she loses her trust completely. That is if she doesn't leave you and go away. And anyway, she hasn't got trust in you. Because of that, now she doesn't give you what you want from her, her feelings, etc., her love, because she has lost the trust in you. So your married life is ruined now. And if she goes away, even worse. Your children get ruined also in the process. You become a psychiatric case in the process. All this started from the eyes. So Allah Ta'ala has been so kind that Allah cut it off from the root and saved you from so much other problems which could come in the future. One person wrote to Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali. He says, Hazrat, when I see a beautiful woman, etc., and I don't look, because it's haram, I don't look, but then the pain comes in my heart that this was an opportunity, such a beautiful woman, whatever appealed to the person, her complexion, her figure, her style, whatever it might be. Now when I didn't look, my heart is pained. So Hazrat wrote back and told him, write back to me and tell me that your heart gets pained, I accept, but for how long is it pained? And if you do look properly at the woman, and still you're not going to get her, but now you look properly, after that, how much is your mind involved in her? Now you're thinking of her all the time, for how long is that? He replied, he said, Hazrat, if I don't look and I get pained in my heart, it's for about 10 minutes, I feel bad that I had opportunity, what a woman to look at, how beautiful she was, whatever it was. And if I do look properly, then for 3 days and three nights, 72 hours, my thoughts are in her. So Hazrat said, make your decision yourself. What is it better to have pain for 10 minutes or for 72 hours? And if a person, and this happens to all, don't think that pious people are not, temptation doesn't come to them. They also, so if you're a pious person, you're making your 5 times namaz, you're making tilawat, you're making tahajjud, everything, then for 72 hours, your namazes, your thoughts will be in that woman. For 72 hours, your tilawat, your dua, where you used to cry in your duas, and your heart was only for Allah Ta'ala, and you should enjoy crying, now the thoughts are going to come into your mind all the time. So you have destroyed your duas, you have destroyed your tahajjud, you have destroyed your namazes. So what is better? Just to be pained for 10 minutes or for so long? And also, whenever this occasion comes, make a sawda, make a business transaction with Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I really do want to see. My desire is not to see, but your command is not to see. I'm going to break my desire, I'm going to fulfill your command. I'm not going to look, not even from the corner of my eyes, not even onto her shadow I'm going to look. In other words, nothing of hers, not even little, but just by the way I'm going to see. Oh Allah, you be pleased with me. What won't Allah give that person? And it comes in the Hadith Sharif that when a person, An-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. That this eyes looking, gazing at haram, other woman, etc., and for woman to look at man, that is not discussed much, because this disease is more in man. Though it could be in woman also, but it is less in them. And men are more bolder. If they are attracted, they go and make approaches. Women seldom will make an approach, though they do. And nowadays, the way the enemy is, shaitan is working, he's making their hearts also open. They also will approach, but normally it is the man who makes approaches. So therefore, they are addressed more. So, an-nazru sahmum min sihami iblis masmum. this gazes, lustful gazes, haram gazes, are arrows of shaitan's poisonous arrows. In fact, very poisonous arrows of shaitan. You are thinking, I'm looking at that woman, I'm enjoying looking at her, but actually at that time, shaitan has shot a bullet at you, an arrow at you, and a very poisonous arrow at you. He is destroying you. A person who is under attack from any person. Sometimes little your own grandchildren play fools, they'll give you a slap also, you feel the pain. It's a bit hard. Sometimes they'll even use a stick and hit you also. Small children, they do everything, but then you protect yourself. Yeah, you are being attacked by shaitan, and you are laughing, you are happy, you are smiling. If that's not a mad person, worse than a mad person, then what is that person? That shaitan is attacking you, which is in the hadith. And it's a hadith, a Qudsi hadith, in which Allah Ta'ala speaks. And for all this, to get the benefit and enjoyment of this, when that iman is built, not we only say it's a hadith, but we know who Huzur Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And his words are above all other doctors and psychologists and scientists, and even on top of ulama's words and everyone, Allah's Rasul's words. And Allah Ta'ala's words, when that iman and yaqeen, and we know the zaat of Allah, whose words we are saying, then there is enjoyment. Bukhari Sharif to study, as somebody has said beautifully, be ishq jo parta hai Bukhari. A person who studies Bukhari, Dora, Hadith, but without ishq and love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, of Deen and of Allah Ta'ala, be ishq jo parta hai Bukhari. Aata hai usko bukhar, nahi aati hai usko bukhari. He will get bukhar, fever you will get. Two thick volumes, if you study it like you study a science course or a maths course, two thick volumes I have to study. Oh, how I'm going to manage this. And Dora Hadith is not only Bukhari Sharif, Muslim two volumes, Tirmizi, Abu Dawud Sharif two volumes. Oh, I'll die, how I'm going to study. He'll get bukhar, he'll die. But if you have got love, you will enjoy every, you don't want to miss one sabak. In fact, mashallah, Allah reward, there are so many students who don't miss one hadith from the ustad. There are students who don't miss one hadith ba wudu. They say with wudu all the time. When you have that ishq and love, then you will get that. Otherwise, students we have now with this present days, your Bukhari Sharif or what other sabaks they are studying, and they got their cell phones and they are watching at filthy videos on it. Dars of Bukhari carrying on and looking at filthy, dirty videos. How is that? And this in fact, going off the track a bit, but this in fact is extremely harmful. Jadu, which is magic, that's all what jadu is. It's magic, it's a play on the mind. The greatest effect jadu has when they mix it with one person in Karachi, he teaches to make jadu. And for his students who he teaches, you have to flush down Yasin Sharif in the toilet pan. Na'uzubillah. That is when it has great effect. The jadu, when that, and today, how many of us, we got the TV, and on top of the TV, Asma'ul Husna. In beautiful golden print, Asma'ul Husna, Ayatul Kursi. When this mixture is there, that is when it destroys a person. And we don't have to wait for outside people to make jadu. We are causing jadu on ourselves. We got the TV, filthy woman there, and whatever, even if you're just a news reader, and Asma'ul Husna on top, Ayatul Kursi on top, we are making jadu on ourselves with all this filth and dirt. But it is what you call it, there's two opposites, negative and positive. What was that from where we went on to this? Anyway, Ji? Students. The students, yeah, studying Bukhari Sharif. Then what results can you get? What good can you expect? When this negative and positive, it has a terrible thing when we mix the two things. If you want, like for example, you want to shave your beard, na'uzubillah, and you read Bismillah and you shave your beard. The ulama have written is kufr. that you read Bismillah and you want to shave your beard is kufr. You're going to make zina and you read Bismillah and you read that is kufr. So therefore this mixture is very, very dangerous, very harmful. So a person should protect himself fully from mixing these two things like this. So anyway, so an-nazar, the eyes are the very poisonous arrows of shaitan. So you are looking, you are enjoying looking at woman, and the shaitan, you are under attack from shaitan, and you happy, you are enjoying yourself, you are looking. What kind of a person? If there is a spark of iman, how can you enjoy this? You will feel guilty about it, very guilty about it. So an-nazru sahmum min siham iblis masmum man tarakahu makhafati. A person who gives it up, doesn't look at other women in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And at that time, whenever this comes all the time, this temptation, desire, make the sawda with Allah Ta'ala. Ya Allah, I'm not going to look, and you be pleased with me. What will Allah give for to you in return? You gave your eyesight, basarat. What is Allah going to give to you? Abdaltuhu. Allah says, I changed for him. He wanted that enjoyment which he sacrificed for my sake. He did not look. Tarakahu makhafati. In my fear he didn't look. I change it for him. Halawatul iman. The sweetness of iman. And the main reason why most of us are deprived of halawatul iman, we don't look after the gazes. Therefore, your tahajjud is there. You're a hafiz, you're a alim, you're a qari. You are teaching, you are doing imamat, you are giving your zakat, everything you are doing. But the sweetness of iman you're not getting is because of the eyes. What a any person who if you do a sale, you intend buy a car without an engine, and you paid so much for all right engine, still perhaps you never opened the bonnet to check up. Everyone will say, what a stupid person, you bought a car and you paid quite a bit for it and the car had no wheels. Were you blind? You couldn't see you bought a car without wheels. What a sale we made when we are looking at other women and we have lost halawat iman. And halawat iman is such a thing. Our Shah Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi writes on this that abdaltuhu halawat iman. And he writes, yajidu halawatahu fi qalbihi. And he will find the sweetness of this iman in his heart. Yajidu is a fa'il mudari in Arabic grammar, and there is a fa'il for it. Who is the fa'il? He's the wajid, that person. Our Shaykh Ahmad Barakatum stresses this point. You'll be wajid. You'll find the sweetness in your heart. Just like, who doesn't know what is the sweetness of sugar? Even not a Muslim, non-Muslim, everyone knows sweetness of sugar, and atheist also, and they all know what is sugar, and the sweetness of sugar, honey, your milkshake, your chocolates, all that, everyone knows. Even an animal knows what is a good taste, something that is tasting bad, the animal also doesn't want to eat it. Like that, as we find the sweetness of sugar, of honey, you'll find the sweetness of iman in your heart. And we have to ask ourselves, do I find that enjoyment of iman? And this is the sweetness of iman, the love of Allah Ta'ala. And that also a person can understand very easily. You are going for Umrah, for example. You left home, or on any other journey. Just before you left home, your child, your wife got a fever, very high temperature, but you had to go. Your tickets were booked, everything, you had to go. Now your child has come up with a fever, your wife has come up with a fever, or they had a fall, got hurt, the back was hurt, the leg was hurt. On the way, 3-4 times you're going to phone. You'll make arrangements for the doctor, and then you'll ask, what did the doctor say? You got your medicine, did you take the medicine, you put the balm, etc. You're going to be worried. You finish check-in, now on the plane you can't contact them, but you can, some phones, aeroplanes, you can use the phone aeroplane. And if you can afford it, you'll phone home with the phone aeroplane. Anyway, when you reach your destination, first thing you're going to do, why are you doing all this? You got love. Now with Allah Ta'ala, ask ourselves, how much love of Allah? How much do we think of Allah Ta'ala? In namaz we don't think of Allah. We come to Allah's house, we don't think of Allah. In namaz we don't think. So, and what is the thing that gives you enjoyment with your child? You got a neighbor's child, you got somebody else's child. Why you don't get enjoyment with that child? Why you get enjoyment with your child? And more you get enjoyment with your grandchildren. Why you don't get enjoyment with somebody else's grandchildren? Why? Because of love. The same way, why don't we get enjoyment in namaz? That love of Allah Ta'ala is not. That halawat of iman is not there. That is why we find it difficult. If we are in a strange environment, to be dressed like Muslims, to our beard, our topi becomes a problem. Everything becomes a problem. But if you have this halawat e iman, you are prepared to give your life. But my topi I can't take out. My beard I can't take out. And our namazes, see what enjoyment. When you read a letter of your beloved, how much enjoyment you get reading. And everything you'll read, you from the top to the bottom, you'll reread it how many times? Because there is love, that is why. Otherwise there are plenty letters. But why do you enjoy this letter? Because your beloved has written it. So the same way Allah's kalam, that enjoyment will come. But when there is love, and one of the main ways to cultivate this love is to look after the eyes. And it's a cheap sawda, a it's a bargain that you gave basarat. Allah will give you His love, Allah will give you basirat also. Allah will open, you close the eyes of your head to haram, Allah will open your eyes of your heart to the secrets of Allah Ta'ala. You will be shocked what things, how Allah opens up to you. What secrets, when you'll read Quran Sharif, you will get, now it won't be just zahiri, the outward words of the Quran, but Allah will bless you with the deeper meaning. In the hadith and the intricacies of deen, Allah Ta'ala will open that to you. In the hadith sharif it comes, لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ مَعْدَنٌ. For everything there is a mine for it. You have a gold mine, a diamond mine, silver, copper, for all different things there are mines. وَمَعْدَنُ التَّقْوَى, and the mine of taqwa, قُلُوبُ الْعَارِفِينَ, the hearts of the Allah Wala. And who did Allah refer, the hadith refer to them? Who are they? Arifin. Allah is ma'rifat. Allah opens those things to them which other people cannot see. And what enjoyment Allah gives them which other people cannot. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. Allah Ta'ala says, no nafs, nakira. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ. No nafs, no person knows. فَلَا تَعْلَمُ نَفْسٌ مَا أُخْفِيَ لَهُمْ. What we have hidden and given to them. مِنْ قُرَّةِ أَعْيُنٍ. قُرَّةُ الْعَيْنِ means great enjoyment. Not just pleasure and enjoyment. The Anki Tandak. قُرَّةُ الْعَيْنِ. Great, great enjoyment Allah blesses. You gave your basarat, you didn't look at haram. And our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says that Allah Ta'ala has made millions of things halal for you to look at. Why are you just looking for that little haram? Stay away from that haram. Look at all the halal which Allah has made. Look at your mother, father with respect and honor. Allahu Akbar. Maqbool Hajj. A person gets the sawab of a maqbool Hajj. Use it in the right way, your eyes. But at our parents, we look at with disgust. We look at, we don't have respect for them. We don't have love for them. And that eye, we use it in the haram, in the wrong. So use it in the right way. Look at your wife with lust. No problem. Look at her from head to toe. Whole night look at her. Look at her from front and back. No problem. You're going to get how lot sawab for that. But why you want to give that in, trade that in and go and look at haram? Allah Ta'ala, this is one practice, and wallah, a person who gets najat, who escapes, who gets freedom from looking at haram, and by nature to a great extent, it has come now that he doesn't look, that person, what a great favor he will be doing to himself. A person who is like in drugs, who is in alcohol, we know what a problem, he himself knows. But if he comes out of it, how much he appreciates it. This is worse than drugs and alcohol also. This is a thing that will completely destroy a person. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِي الصُّدُورِ. which Khaja Sahib, Khaja Aziz ul Hasan Sahib Madzub, Rahmatullah Ali, put in beautiful poetic form, its translation. Anko ki choriya, the stealing of the eyes, how you look from the side of your eyes, how you look, you wear sunglasses, but you are watching properly. Nobody can see who you're looking at, what you are looking, but you know what you are looking at all the time. So all that, the stealing of the eyes, يَعْلَمُ خَائِنَةَ الْأَعْيُنِ وَمَا تُخْفِ الصُّدُورِ, and what is hidden in the heart. آنکھوں کی چوریہ اور سینوں کے راز, the secrets of the heart. سب تو جانتا ہے اے بے نیاز, you know everything. What from the corner of your eyes, you are in a shop, in your own shop, you're the boss, you're sitting in your office, little office, and a polished little lady comes in. Now you go and check up there that the salesman is serving her properly. Not that you see and you say that for our policy is what? Customer satisfaction. That our customers must be satisfied. Not your nafs satisfaction. You've got a big board also, our motto, customer satisfaction, that we must satisfy the customer. But now you're going to check, is the salesman giving a proper service? It's not that. What all the steps you took, Allah knows all that. We were in the UK, and they told us one instance that had happened there in London, that one Sardarji, a Sikh, he went through the green traffic light, and the camera flashed on him. So he said, the traffic light is faulty. I didn't go through the red light. I went properly through the green light, not even amber. So he came back and he went through again the green light. Again it flashed on him. So he was convinced that it is faulty. He put 2-3 witnesses in his car and he went again through. Again it flashed. And he said, we're going to sue the traffic department. They're always giving us heavy fines. And in fact, in UK, your points get cut, your license get cancelled, etc., or suspended, whatever it is, there is a good chance that we will have a good strong case against the traffic department. But the fines come also very promptly there. There is no delay. The traffic fine came, but it wasn't for going through the green, red light, for not wearing the seat belt. And they gave him not only double, triple fine, they suspended that in quick succession at the same place. You repeatedly, deliberately, intentionally broke the law all the time. So Allah's eyes are on us also. Our eyes are that I make the hajjud, that I give so much charity, I'm a big Shaykh al Hadith, I'm a big Shaykh al Tafsir, I'm a big principal of a madrasa, I'm doing all this, I give 4 months in Jamaat, my life in Jamaat, but Allah's eyes are on everything. And meri nazar par, unki nazar paas ba rahi. On my eyes, Allah's eyes were also watching my eyes. I'm watching, especially the CIDs and the police. In the UK, there are so many cameras everywhere. Under normal circumstances, just you're going to your normal movements, you'll come average 28 times on the camera during the day. There are so many cameras. But on those cameras are Allah's cameras. Those who are watching those cameras, Allah's cameras are on them also. So on our eyes, Allah's meri nazar par, unki nazar paas pa rahe. Afsos, main is khabar se be khabar tha. What a pity, I was unaware of this. That my eyes are being watched. My eyes, I'm watching everyone. And some people, I watch properly in my house. I watch everything. I got on my camera what's happening in my house. Wherever I am, in my office, in my shop, everywhere, on my camera, wherever I'm in the world, I monitor and I watch. But don't forget, your eyes are also being watched. Somebody is watching you also. If a person goes into a supermarket, and some people just, they by instinct, they just steal. For no reason. They don't need to steal, but they just steal. You took a small thing, and you put it in your pocket. You thought nobody was seeing. You look in the aisle, this side, that side. There was nobody. As you are leaving the shop, the security asks you, sir, will you just come here to the office? We've got some work with you. They tell you, you stole. You first, everyone denies that I came here to steal, and what you think of me, I'm your good customer and you're accusing me of stealing. They show you the video footage. Now you see yourself on there, there was a camera, concealed camera, which you did not know. Now you see yourself taking there, how stupid you feel, how humiliated you feel. And you say, I don't need it also. I don't know why I did the stupid thing also. Now they call the police. Now they phone to your house. that your husband has been caught stealing, your wife has been caught stealing, and now it becomes an issue, and just a small insignificant thing which you didn't need to also. You got money, you got enough money, you can buy 10 of those items, but just you stole it. Just like that, that we are stealing and looking at other women when you don't need it. You got a wonderful wife at home. How many men admit that, I don't know why I went and get involved. I've got gold at home. I've got such a beautiful woman. My wife is so good she is, so beautiful she is. Why I went and get involved with this filth and dirt? And many times that woman, it comes clearly in the hadith, when a woman goes out of her house, like on the street, then shaitan surrounds her. In other words, what does it mean? Shaitan beautifies her. Now in the eyes of the people, she's made to look. It's magic made. Shaitan made jadu. That she looks beautiful. She isn't beautiful. Many people, how many people who get involved and who have illicit affairs, afterwards when the whole problem comes out and it surfaces, then they say, I don't know why I went and get involved. What was in that woman? What? There was absolutely nothing in her. Where I went and get involved in her? So shaitan makes it like that. So then a person realizes, just like that one item you stole and put in your pocket, you don't need it. You had no need to. Now all the humiliation, the disgrace, it becomes a newspaper article. Your name comes in the newspaper that you stole, in the local magazine, newspaper. Everyone comes to know, why did I bring this disgrace upon me? Just like that, looking at other women also. Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Nazim of Saharanpur, Rahmatullah Ali, very great buzur. With regard him to one other two things which are also very beneficial. Every aspect of our buzurg's lives are so beneficial. He was not bayat with Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali, but he used to go for his islah to Maulana Thanvi regularly. And he had a good taluk, then Maulana felt comfortable, gave him ijazat, gave him khilafat. So he told Hazrat, I'm not even your khalifa. I haven't become bayat to you also. Hazrat said, wah, look, see what you're talking. Faraz ada kya ab nafil ki baat karte ho. The faraz, your islah is made. Now what you're talking of nafil? Bayat is nafil. It's sunnah to become bayat. What is faraz? But today we have the priorities, we have mixed them up. We have a topsy-turvy world, upside down. For bayat we all want to become. Islah nobody worries about. Even if you don't become bayat, islah is important. But we just want to become bayat, and then we're not worried of our islah. So so Maulana said that you have already become, your islah is made. Then Maulana Asadullah Sahib, he said a few poems which are very, very helpful to help a person to control his eyes. One, he says that, Na dekho in surkh rukho ko zin nahar. Don't look at this red cheeks and red lips. In other words, the dolled up, the makeup, the woman of the street, the filthy naked woman of the street that are just dolled up. Never ever, zin nahar, never look at them. Parho rabbana qina adab an-nar. When your eyes do fall, read rabbana qina adab an-nar. Oh Allah, save us from the fire of Jahannam. This poem, as far as literature is concerned also, it can't be surpassed. And as far as the meaning of it also is concerned, can't be surpassed. That the red cheeks and the red lips, Maulana compared it with the red flames of the fire of Jahannam. When you are looking at those red lips and those red cheeks, and worse, when you touch them, you go and kiss them. You go and kiss them. You are touching fire. Just like the Quran Sharif says to understand this poem, Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا. Those who eat, devour the wealth of the yatim by zulam. إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. They are actually eating the fire of Jahannam in their stomachs. How many cases we have come across. A person trusts so much his best friend, his brother, and he make them trustees in the estate. The person passed away, and then they eat up all the money. They don't give it to the children. They make various excuses. And how many people who look now very pious, big businesses, but all that money was of the poor widow and the poor orphans which they are eating up. Outwardly, now you are giving dawat and you are eating dawat, you are having roast and you are having chicken and you are having fish roasted and you are having plow. Allah says all that looks like plow and looks like your wonderful desserts and your wonderful samosas, actually what you are eating is the fire of Jahannam. Just like that, when you're looking at another woman, the red cheeks and the red lips, etc., whatever, it's actually the fire of Jahannam which you are looking at. So you are actually enjoying in the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. Our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, and it's a riwayat of Mishkat Sharif. So authentic. The riwayat is that لَعَنَ اللَّهُ النَّاظِرْ وَالْمَنْزُورِ إِلَيْهِ. A person who looks at haram, Allah's lanat is coming down on that person. When you are looking at that person, or you may be in your tent here in i'tikaf, nobody knows, your eyes are closed, you didn't only made ghadr-e basar, you completely closed your eyes also, but you opened up the internet of your heart and you are looking at woman in your heart now, that I saw this one and that one and you got contact with this one, all in your heart. You didn't even need any connection, internet access you didn't have. Your heart, you got internet access all the time. And you are talking with this woman and you are planning with that woman. All that you are doing, all the time when you are doing that, Allah Ta'ala, la'na Allahu nadir. The person who looks, Allah Ta'ala curses on that person. So you might be thinking, I'm in i'tikaf, I'm in haram of Makkah, I'm in the haram of Medina, I'm in Jamaat. But you are thinking all this, Allah's la'anat is descending on you. The world is, you can bluff the world easily that I'm giving 4 months in Jamaat, 8 months, 1 year in Jamaat. I'm spending 40 days in Khanqa. Nobody else, only Ramzan. After that 10 days, I'm all alone. But in that 10 days, where are you? Where is your heart? Where is your mind? That you have to see. Many people who don't get ilaj and treatment because we are cheating in this way. And we think nobody knows. Allah Ta'ala, if results are not coming, you are cheating. That is why you're not getting your... Otherwise, it's impossible you can't get results. How can't Allah's kalam... you can defy the theories of the doctors, their medical theories and all their experiments and all their... what they have over the years, what they have, all that you can defy. How can Allah's word be defied? Why are we not getting our treatment? Why are we not because we are cheating. That is the major cause, we are cheating. Otherwise Allah's kalam can never be wrong. So this one beautiful poem, so this la'anallahu nadir wal manzur ilay, when you are looking at a woman or you are talking with her, flirting with her, even innocently, you don't mean anything, just making jokes with her. You came to the cashier, you made a joke with her, there was no need for you, there was no work of your stuck or anything, but you're just making a joke with her and she's making a joke with you. At that time Allah's la'anat is falling on you. You might be laughing and happy that I'm enjoying, I'm just a joke, innocently, I don't mean anything, I'm not, your wife is even with. You're not even meaning, your wife is present also, you're just making a joke. But Allah's la'anat, and Allah's la'anat, the flames of Jahannam are wrapping you. And a person whom the flames of Jahannam are wrapping, and he's smiling, and he's laughing, what's the condition of that person? How mad isn't that person? How stupid, how drunk isn't that person? The flames of Jahannam are wrapping him up, and he's laughing, and he's enjoying. Another very beautiful poem of Hazrat Maulana Asadullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali. He says that, Ishq-e buta mein e asad karte ho tum fikre rahat, dozakh mein dhoondte ho jannat ki khab gahe. Ishq-e buta, they say this, dollies, the road, dollies of the road, filthy naked woman, filthy in urine and filthy in stool. They don't make istinja also. They are filthy eaters of swine and drinkers of wine. And looking at them, you getting enjoyment. Ishq-e buta mein, ye asad karte ho tum fikre rahat. Why are you looking? For your enjoyment. Oh, asad, he is addressing himself. In other words, he is addressing all of us. You are looking at this filthy woman of the road, of the street. Why are you looking? To get enjoyment. What is the reality of this? Dozakh mein, are you looking in the fire of Jahannam for the enjoyments of Jannat? Where are you going to find in Jahannam this haram in sin, in guna? Where are you going to find the enjoyments of Jannat? How can you find the enjoyments of Jannat in Jahannam. If you want the enjoyments of Jannat, go to Jannat. In the amal of Jahannam, looking at other women, etc., and there you are looking for your enjoyment. So this is a terrible disease, and it comes into a person. And a person who gets saved from this, one immediate benefit in this world Allah will give. And a person can test also, when this halawat of iman will come, then you will see your family, your wife, your relationship will become automatically. It will become so wonderful. And the explanation of this, our Shaykh Ahmed Barakatuh gives very beautifully. He says that you're a poor person, for example. You're working in a factory wherever you are working. You're a poor person. Your lunch you take with to work is just dal, roti, simple food, sandwiches, jam and no butter also, just jam and bread. And that is all you have. Rooibos tea, brown bread, and that is what you have for your lunch. But when you go now, when the others before you, your other friends took out their lunch. Somebody took out biryani, and the smell of biryani came to your nose. Somebody took out samosas. Somebody took out some kebabs, shami kebabs. Now you even shy to take out your brown bread in front of them. What? I'm going to take out my bread and going to. Now you make spaza. You make an excuse. You're going to ask them, what's the time? You don't need time. You want them to say, won't you join us here? And they hardly have to say the words, and you're already ready. And you eat more than what they eat also. Because when last you ate biryani? When last you had samosa? Just talking of this, mouth comes in the water comes in the mouth already. When last you didn't have biryani, samosa, all those delicious things, so you had a good meal. When you come home, you're a poor person. Your wife again got rooibos tea and brown bread for you. Now when you ate so much there, biryani and samosas, and the cars are still not stopping, the belches, and that smelling belches are coming out, where are you going to eat at home now rooibos tea, drink rooibos tea with your brown bread? You're not interested in that. When you're so full, now you find fault in her, that you don't cook right, you don't dress right, you don't do this right, you don't do that, you go find fault. And then she also, now, troubles in the house, fights in the house. And when the fights are there now, you go and sleep, you turn this side, she turns that side. Now you don't satisfy your sexual desires also. Now they are building up outside, your sexual desires grow. So just like that, as every person has got a need to eat, Allah is, and Allah's system, Allah could make it that whole life we don't have to eat. But Allah made it such, no matter who you are, you can be the top military man, you can be the president of the country, you can be the biggest Sufi and Buzur, but Allah put a stomach with everyone. And your ihtiyajgi, your muhtajgi, Allah has made that you are going to be in need all the time. So just as we need food for our stomach, and we feel the pangs of hunger, time has passed, you didn't eat, you start feeling the pangs of hunger. Just like that, Allah has put the capacity and the desire for a woman in a man also. Every man, unless you are that other specie that has got nothing to do with woman. If you're that specie, then you are excluded. But if you're a normal person, you must have this desire. It's just natural. You can be the biggest buzur, the biggest Sufi, the president, the biggest military man who rules by the iron fist. But he also has got that desire. Allah has put that. And when you fulfill your desire already, when you come home, now you haven't got, just like you with food, you filled your stomach. Now when you come home, you haven't got desire for food, you ate. And when you fill your sexual capacity, your desire, you flirt around with other women, the street women, those who beautify themselves, who put all their cosmetics, and people get fooled with the cosmetics, that those women who wear cosmetics and do their makeups and do all those things, they are very beautiful women, which is not the truth at all. But now you fool yourself, they are beautiful women, and you filled yourself. Now your wife, she can be the most beautiful woman, she doesn't appeal to you. So you don't get enjoyment. Then fights start at home. So yeah, when we are outside, if we, and a person, you took out their biryani, mubarak to them when they took it out for lunch. Their kebabs, mubarak to them. You went and sat, no problem, in a corner, and you only ate your brown bread and drank a little bit rooibos tea. And now you just satisfied yourself. When you come home, you're again hungry. And you're looking forward. And a hungry man looks forward to his food. So just like that, if you don't flirt around with women the whole day, whether you're working with them, whether you're just on the roads, you guard your gazes, your desire is there. See, automatically when you come home, how much appeal your wife has got for you. And then how you look forward to meeting with her, talking with her, joking with her. You didn't joke with other women, now you'll joke with her. And what is your halal enjoyment? See how what Allah will give you. And what in Allah's halal, where can there be the enjoyment in the haram? What can there be in halal? A person who is sober, can he ever, his grape juice he will drink, enjoy it, his apple juice, but liquor, a Muslim, can he ever think of going to liquor, etc.? You will enjoy your halal, your desserts, and to haram, some drugs, opium, all the types of drugs. Where can a person who is sober find enjoyment? So just like that, a person who is sober in his iman, how can he find enjoyment in haram woman? If a nafs overtakes you and you became guilty of it, a mu'min will immediately realize. And he'll make so much of tawbah and istighfar, and he'll take so much precaution in the future not to fall in it again. So this is that great quality that we have to, and all of it starts from the eyes. A person who guards his eyes, Allah will save him from all the things that come later on. So it's very necessary. And this subject, our shaykh has to give more than 100 to over 100 for our shaykh. Other mashayikh don't even touch this subject. In the bayans of ulama, seldom will you hear this talk also. We are sweeping it under the carpet, and that doesn't solve the problem. By the problem which is there, many people are suffering from this problem. Homes are breaking out. Children are suffering. Wives are crying the whole night, all because of this problem. And it's not being spoken about. It's important that this thing must be brought in the open, discussed and sorted out. And we get rid of this disease of ours, and then see what enjoyment in life. And just a little indication, today the AIDS bimari, all this is this. Those who are suffering AIDS, what's their condition? How they are suffering? And the solution to all of the AIDS is also look after your gazes. And then there won't be any AIDS problem or any of the other HIV and all those other sexually transmitted diseases. You'll get saved from all that if we look after our gazes. So Allah has been very, very merciful. Allah is Arhamur Rahimin. If there were words, one buzurg says, oh Allah, increase your price. You have made your price, the two worlds, give away. Don't indulge in dunya. Don't even worry about Jannah. Then you'll get Allah. Jannat is a small ni'mat compared to the ni'mat of Allah. Is the maker of Jannat. If you get Allah, Allah can make 20 other Jannats. Allah can give you the enjoyment of Jannat in this dunya already. You can get the enjoyment. Allah is the creator. So he say your price is very high, but you kept your price very low, very cheap, and we're not even prepared to pay that little price. Buzurg says, oh Allah, increase your price. You have made yourself very easily accessible and very easy that we can get you. But you are too great. Don't make Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah ali. He made a business transaction with a lady of material. She told him whatever, say according to our times, 20 rand a meter the material. He sent to her 200 rand. He says, you didn't know the value. The value of this material is not 20, it's 200 rand a meter. He sent her according to that the money. So people like that. So he said, Allah, your price is very high, but you kept your price very. Just give away basarat, and Allah will give you basirat. Allah will give you halawat iman. To talk is easy, to listen is easy. May Allah give us tawfiq.